Moving into writing and structure, users in r/writingwithAI are having deep discussions about how AI should be integrated into long-form content. A major consensus forming is that beats-first outlining works much better than pure prose drafting when working with large language models. Structurally, providing the key turning points acts as an anchor for the model, preventing it from wandering off course and developing generic characters over distance. Regarding model reliability, users are noting some significant quality dips in major commercial LLMs like Claude, making advanced prompts a necessity just to keep the output consistent. Furthermore, there is a shared critique of AI prose itself. While powerful tools for brainstorming or editing, raw AI writing often carries a distinctive vibe that feels overly lofty, verbose, and sometimes empty, requiring substantial human refinement to make it feel truly lived in. Shifting gears to video generation in r/VEO3, the focus is heavily on workflow frustration. Creators are dealing with inconsistent results across various tools like Google Omni Flash and Nano Banana 2, reporting frequent technical glitches and needing to find complex workarounds just to get a finished clip. The community also continually debates which specific model or prompt strategy yields the best consistency between quality and speed. In r/AI art, the conversation remains highly aesthetic, with users sharing stunning conceptual pieces, particularly in dark fantasy genres, while simultaneously debating how to correctly prompt for specific artistic styles, like evoking the look of a particular animation master. Finally, looking at macro industry trends across r/acuriosity and r/avideo. The narrative is shifting from if AI will change industries to how fast it can be integrated. We see evidence of massive governmental and corporate plans, such as India aiming to build its own foundational AI capabilities into every daily service, like a call agent built right into phone networks. These communities highlight that while the tech remains highly experimental, it is quickly becoming embedded in both global infrastructure and creative production, suggesting a move toward professionalizing the use of these powerful new tools.